The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter number 10, texts number 52 and 53, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari, recorded on January 1st, 2017, in Sydney, Australia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vanani. Nadya, Girya, Vashani, Dvipa, Sindhava, Sarve, Kama, Dukha, Asan, Prajanam, Bharata, Vrishava, Vanani Nanjo Girayo,
Vanani Nanjo Girayo,
Varshani Dvipasindhava,
Varshani Dvipasindhava,
Sarve Kama Dukha Asam,
Sarve Kama Dukha Asam,
Prajanam Bharatarshava,
Prajanam Bharatarshava,
Vanani Nanjo Girayo,
Vanani Nanjo Girayo,
Varshani Dvipasindhava,
Varshani Dvipasindhava,
Sarve Kama Dukha Asam,
Sarve Kama Dukha Asam,
Prajanam Bharatarshava,
Prajanam Bharatarshava,
Vanani,
Vanani,
the forests, Nadya,
the rivers,
Girya, the hills and mountains, Vashani,
various parts of the states,
are divisions on the surface of the earth, Dvipa, islands, Sindhava, the oceans and seas, Sarve, all of them, Kamadukha, full of their respective opulences, Asam, existed like that, Prajanam, of all the living beings, Bharata Rishabha, O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Bharat dynasty. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Bharat dynasty, during the reign of Lord Ramachandra, the forests, the rivers, the hills and mountains, the states, the seven islands and the seven seas were all favorable in supplying the necessities of life for all living beings. Text 53. Nadi vyadi jara glani dukkha shoka baya klama mrityush chanyashadam nasid rame rajanja dokshaje. When Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramachandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages. It is said, Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of His holy name, Hare Krishna Hare Rama. If we chant offenselessly, Rama and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial, and the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. This is absolutely amazing. This purport is absolutely amazing. Can you imagine on this planet a time when you didn't have to die unless you wanted to? Death was not taking anyone away involuntarily. Amazing. There was no suffering at all, no bodily suffering, no mental suffering, no disease, no old age. It was like the spiritual world on this planet. Can you imagine that? That in itself is completely, totally astounding. And then when Prabhupada says we can do a similar thing immediately on this planet right now, that's even more amazing. Prabhupada said immediately a similar situation could be introduced immediately. Well, there's an organization dedicated to doing that. It's called ISKCON. Welcome to ISKCON. Our mission is to create such an atmosphere on this planet immediately. So how do we do it? How do we pull off such a global spiritual revolution immediately? Well, Prabhupada has given us the tip. He said, if we chant offenselessly. So that means we've gone on for 50 years now and it hasn't happened yet. It should happen immediately. Why? Because we're not chanting offenselessly. Because we're chanting offensively. We're not chanting offenselessly. Yeah. So what... not only for our own benefit, but for the benefit of all living beings, it is our duty now to master the art known as offenseless chanting. So how do you chant offenselessly then? The 10 offenses are listed in the Nectar Devotion. Everyone should be familiar with these 10 offenses. The first one is to be offensive towards devotees. Say, why that? Well, that's just the name we had to worry about. My relationship with the name. Why do we have to think about not being offensive to our devotees? Krishna tells Arjuna, Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta shtate janaha, mad bhakchanam chi ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. Well, that tells us a lot. Just as we are devoted to Krishna, we have to be devoted to his devotees. In fact, you cannot be devoted to Krishna unless you're devoted to his devotees. That's why we have a guru also, you see. Well, can I just be devoted to my guru and to heck with all those other devotees? How about that one? Well, what does Narottam Das Thakur say? He says, Anandi bolohadi vajavrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava pade majayaman. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna, Anande Bolo Hari, Bhaja Vrindavan, and worship that holy abode of Vrindavan Dham, and always be devoted to the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. Well, looks like I have to do it then. I can't be devoted only to my Guru. I have to be devoted to all the devotees, every one of them, every last single one of them. I have to be devoted to all the devotees, you see. What does that mean to be devoted to the devotees? I have to act for the benefit of the devotees. I have to love the devotees and think, how can I deal with this person in such a way that they can become unlimitedly happy? You see? That they can... In other words, the more you help others to be Krishna conscious, the more you become Krishna conscious. It's really a good deal, you see. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So therefore, those who are intelligent, they dedicate themselves for making the whole world Krishna conscious, you see. Because you're more in that, the more you're in the mood of giving Krishna, the more you get Krishna. Well, can't I just think about my own liberation? Well, if you intelligently analyze even your own liberation, you'll realize that the world deliverance meditation is the quickest way for your own liberation. So why cheat yourself? Do yourself a favor. Adopt this mood of Lord Chaitanya's movement. It's, after all, it's the Lord of Lord Chaitanya. Jade de katari kaha Krishna upadash amara gaya guru haryataya desh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna in this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this world. Well, that's just Lord Chaitanya's order. I'm just going to follow Krishna's order. Sarvadharman Pradipaja. But wait a minute. Prabhupada told us that order of Krishna to surrender to me, that same order is given by Lord Chaitanya in the form of, you can tell everybody about Krishna. It's the same thing. Surrendering to Krishna means telling everybody about Krishna. It's the same thing. So, if we actually surrender to Lord Chaitanya's instruction, who is Krishna himself, every member of this movement takes this very seriously, to offenselessly chant the holy names and to broadcast the glories of Krishna to everyone as much as possible in all times, all places and circumstances. We will see a global spiritual revolution happening here. It's a great New Year's resolution. Of course, Prabhupada said our every day is New Year's, but even if you think this is a special New Year's, because it's now 2017, this should be our New Year's resolution. This year we want to make the whole world Krishna conscious. You see? That every prime minister, every president, every member of parliament, every king, every queen, whoever's leading out there in the universities, the governments, the entertainment industry, in every facet of the human society throughout the entire globe, we want all the influential leaders to become Krishna conscious and to propagate Krishna consciousness. Can you imagine if Bollywood became Krishna conscious? And Hollywood became Krishna conscious? And they were propagating Krishna conscious movies, and that's all you could see when you got on the airplane? Now you can't even watch one of those stupid movies. They're all sick. They're just full of lust, anger, and greed. You see? Just imagine if every movie was Krishna conscious. You see? Every radio show, every TV show, every cinema, every book in the bookstore, if it's all Krishna conscious. That's Ramraj, you see. That's what we can achieve on this planet. We can, all this Kali Yuga nonsense can just be flushed down the toilet where it belongs. And we can actually have a pure spiritual atmosphere on this planet. Prabhupada said, or Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, he said, when all the high court judges wear tilak, then our movement is successful. How many high court judges are wearing tilak now in Australia? How many do you have wearing tilak? Zero. Well, we got a lot of work to do this year. We have to preach in such a way that the high court judges become devotees, your prime minister becomes devotee, etc., 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 etc. You see? So that means we have to preach with great potency. That means we have to ourselves cultivate pure bhakti at every minute. It's not just when you come to the temple or not just on once a week. We, each one of us, should be cultivating pure bhakti within our hearts in all times, all places, and all situations with every thought, word, and deed. this kind of serious, intense cultivation should be there for every brahmachari and every householder and every vanaprastha and every sannyasi and every kid and every adult. Everyone should be in this mood, you see. This is how we can take over the world. Prabhupada said in 18 days we can conquer the whole world. So now it's time to revamp our movement. 50 years we haven't taken over the world. Now in this 1 year we should take over the world. You see. We've been dragging our feet for 50 years. Now it's time to take over the world. 2017 should go down in history as the year when ISKCON completely took over the whole world. It should. It really should. And it's up to us, not to somebody else. Well, surely the sannyasis will do it. I don't have to worry about it. The gurus will do it, or the GBC will. No, you have to do it. You have to revolutionize your consciousness. You see? To whatever extent you have revolutionized your consciousness, to that extent you will have a revolutionizing impact on the global consciousness. So that's where it all begins. The spiritual revolution begins right here, in my own dirty heart, right? I got to clean out the crud, get rid of that lust, get rid of that anger, get rid of that greed, that madness, illusion, and envy, that laziness, craziness, flush it all out. You see. How do you do it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chanting is so wonderful. Rupa Goswami describes it in his Upadeshamrita. Syat Krishna Nama, Charitari Setapya Vinya, Pato Patapta Rasya Natsya Namo Chikanu. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna are transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, it is simply wonderful that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. You got to root it out, you see. If you chop off a weed at the surface, what happens? It comes back the next day, right? Someone says, go weed the garden. You say, well, you're really in a rush. You have some of the stuff. You just go out and you chop off the surface. Oh, I weeded the garden. Looks fine, doesn't it? All the weeds are gone, but the next day they're all back again because you did not uproot the weeds. You simply cut them off of the surface. You see? You can make a show of being a devotee. Yeah. But if you keep the roots in your heart, they'll come out again. Prabhupada said the hippie seeds will sprout again. Of course, you're all not hippies, but we original devotees, we were all hippies. Prabhupada talking about the hippie seeds, told us about the hippie seeds. You see. So you got to uproot the karmi seeds in your heart. You see. So if you will care, it's very simple. If you will carefully chant these sweet names every day, it's simple. Chant carefully, not carelessly. First of all, you have to chant. Well, someone says, my chanting is so careless, it's better I don't even chant at all. You know? I don't want to chant offensively, so I just won't chant at all, period. It's better to chant offensively than to not chant at all. Because we all start on the offensive platform. That's where we all begin. We all begin chanting offensively. But as you keep chanting, because chanting is enchanting, gradually, that offensive chanting starts to clear off, you see. The name itself is absolutely pure. So the more you utter it, the more you become transformed within your heart. And it's really nice because the name actually takes over your heart geometrically, not arithmetically. You know the difference? Arithmetic progression is 1 plus 1 equals 2, 2 plus 1 equals 3, 3 plus 1 equals 4. That's called arithmetic progression. geometric progression is 1 times 1 equals 2, 2 times 2 equals 4, 4 times 4 equals 16, 16 times 16 equals, I think, 136. You get the idea? Geometric progression is much more expansive than arithmetic. And the holy name is even more powerful than geometric progression. It has mystical potencies. So you will carefully chant these sweet names every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You will experience the most amazing awakening of divine consciousness within your heart. Now, I'm going to ask for questions in a minute. If you have questions, you can be writing them down now. And some of you have papers and pens, and I see they're all blank. The papers are all blank. So take advantage now, because I'm opening up for questions momentarily here. But I have to admit, I was blown away when I read this purport. I started crying when I read the purport, because this is absolutely amazing. This is the whole sum and substance of our movement in one little paragraph. We have a world deliverance mission, and Prabhupada says we can actually do it. Immediately we can accomplish it. That's absolutely amazing. Prabhupada doesn't say a similar situation could be introduced gradually. No, he says immediately. It seems unbelievable, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem like an exaggeration that the whole world could immediately become transformed like this? No, it's not an exaggeration. It can. Prabhupada said in 18 days we can do it. It's like the Bhagavad Gita, the 18-day battle, Kurukshetra. So we just have to muster up our own determination to conquer the lower self by the higher self. Our own determination to be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness in all times, places, and circumstances. You may say, but it's too difficult. I mean, it just sounds too... I can't do that. It's not possible. You know what? Impossible is a word in the Fool's Dictionary. And actually, you're already a pure devotee. Each and every one of us, we're already pure devotees. We just forgot about it. You know that we're all residents of the spiritual world. You're not a earth being. You're actually a inhabitant of the spiritual world. Every one of you is one of the associates of the Lord in his transcendental pastimes. Did you know that? You're one of the Lord's eternal associates in his divine leelas. But we all said, well, you know, maybe it'd be something better than this if I was Krishna himself. So Krishna gave us a chance to try being like a little kid. The fire looks so attractive. I think I'd like to stick my finger in it. It's so beautiful, those flames. Ah, it's so beautiful. So here we are. We got burned, you see. Burned our fingers trying to be the Lord. So the point is this. It's not unnatural to be Krishna conscious. It's unnatural to not be Krishna conscious. Right now we're living in an artificial, unnatural position. We're full of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. This is totally artificial. This is not our natural, healthy state. So what we're really saying is stop trying to be what you're not and just start being who you really are, the pure devotee of Krishna. That's who you actually are. One disciple wrote me, the Gurudev, it seems artificial when I act in a saintly way. No. The artificial thing is our non-saintly mentalities. That's the artificial thing. We have to get back to being our natural selves. So now we have many questions coming in. To preach the way you told all of the leaders, how can we first come out of our self-conscious comfort zone? That's why the spiritual manager sometimes chastises the disciples, pop them out of their comfort zone. Prabhupada sometimes get very heavy with us. He says, I am beating them. Practically, I am beating them. Distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. I just heard got an argument today. One of my disciples, he didn't argue with me, but he heard an argument that he thought was wrong. He didn't know how to feed it. The argument is this: that we don't really need to distribute the books, because whoever is supposed to have the book, they'll get it by Krishna's arrangement. So we don't need to distribute the book. He was wondering how, he wants to know how to defeat this argument, you see. It's a ridiculous argument. That means we can just put the books in the warehouse and just, you know, just eat and sleep, and the books will just get it, the boxes will open up, the books will just go magically, they'll come out of the boxes, go flying to somebody's hands, and that way the whole world will become flooded with Prabhupada's books while we eat and sleep. You see? What a ridiculous philosophy, you see. So we have to make the endeavor. We have to realize that until the whole world is Krishna conscious, we cannot sleep easily at night. One student asked me last night, she said, "How are you?" I said, I'm really disturbed that they're murdering 66,000 babies every day. Do you know that? Right now, the leaders of this world, of this planet, are sanctioning the murder of 66,000 innocent babies every day. And we call these our leaders, our prime ministers, our presidents. 66,000 babies are murdered every day, and 156 million innocent animals are murdered every day. Does that make your blood boil a little bit? It should. If it doesn't, you got to come out of the stupor you're in, thinking everything is okay in this world. It's not. Okay. Don't be complacent. Become agitated that we have to do something to save the world right now. Different devotees have different preferences of services and goals. How can all of them be brought together to align the preach with a common goal? That's why we have the GBC. That's why we have temple presidents. They organize it. Okay, you like to do puja, you like to preach, you like to cook. Okay, we'll arrange everybody's service in such a way that everything can be done. So follow the leaders of ISKCON. Follow your spiritual master and the temple and the ISKCON leaders. Why is there so much hype about Ramayana when only Maya Sita was kidnapped and not the real Sita? It's not really hype. The Ramayana is not hype. It's a divine lila of the Supreme Lord Himself. And there are different levels of understanding. So one could say, why Lord Ram was so disturbed when it was only a Maya Sita? Well, Lord Ram was in the ecstasy of considering it to be the real Sita. That's a high level type of stuff to understand, but just have faith in the fact that these leelas are transcendental divine leelas, and the what Ram went through to recapture Sita was very valid, because actually this way the real Sita was never touched by, was never in any way contaminated. She remained completely pure. Okay, what is the difference between Krishna's incarnation, Krishna's expansion, and Krishna coming himself? Actually, they're all one. Whether it's Krishna or Balaram or Advaitacharya, they're all Krishna in different manifestations. Surrender to Krishna, a gradual process or an immediate process? Well, it is gradual, but you should try to do it immediately. Now, if you say, well, it's gradual, so I don't really need to get into it so much, just let it gradually happen, you know. Someday I'll give up meat and stop eating McDonald's hamburgers, and you know, someday I'll stop messing around with prostitutes, and someday, you know, because it's a gradual process, you know. Someday I'll give up smoking marijuana, and someday I'll actually start chanting a few rounds. It's gradual, so I don't have to really worry about it. No. You should embrace it immediately with full enthusiasm. And then you'll see, and then gradually it will happen. You have to understand the immediacy, the need for immediately taking up Krishna consciousness. And then once you do that, then you'll have a wonderful gradual awakening of Krishna consciousness in your heart. But you have to have that sense of immediacy. Otherwise, the gradual awakening won't happen. What is the definition of complete surrender to Krishna? If we are chanting 16 mounds and following the four principles, are we completely surrendered? No, you're not. Prabhupada explains in the Nectar Devotion, where does bhakti begin, the steps of bhakti. The first step is to take shadow of bona fide spiritual master. The second one is to take diksha, and the third one is to be obedient to the spiritual master. So the spiritual master orders you to follow these principles, and he gives you other instructions as well. When you are fully surrendered to the order of your spiritual master, when you are completely surrendered to the order of your spiritual master, then you are completely surrendered to Krishna, because he's the external manifestation of Krishna. I only worry about myself, so how can I become compassionate and therefore spread Prabhupada's mission? Well, as I mentioned before, the more that you actually take up the mission, the more you become delivered. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So how much Krishna do you want? A little bit? Or do you want the full Krishna? You see? If you want the full Krishna, then you dedicate yourself for making the whole world Krishna conscious as soon as possible. Your personal mission, in cooperation with the other devotees, you see. Make that your mission. So for your own deliverance, to take up this world deliverance mission is the smartest thing to do, because otherwise you won't feel that awakening. This is the Chaitanya's movement. We are meant to embrace Lord Chaitanya's order. Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya is in great anxiety to see the suffering souls of this world. And those devotees who take this burden of delivering the world on their shoulders also, they're sharing the burden of Lord Chaitanya, and they get the special blessings of Lord Chaitanya. So the more you're in anxiety about the suffering souls on this planet, the more you get the mercy. I know I had quite a few correspondences with Prabhupada, and the one letter where Prabhupada showed the most pleasure with me, he expressed the most pleasure with me, was a letter when I mentioned I am in anxiety to see the people are not Krishna conscious. I was in anxiety about people not being Krishna conscious. The people in our city were not. And he was very, very, I could see he was so pleased with, I was concerned that the people in this city are not Krishna conscious. So if you're in anxiety that the people of Sydney are not Krishna conscious, it's beating on your heart, it's tormenting you, the people in this city are not Krishna conscious, Prabhupada will shower his mercy upon you like torrents of rain in the Indian monsoon season. How does one deal with envy in one's own heart and envy of others, in others' hearts? Well, if you can conquer your own envy, then you'll be able to inspire others to conquer their envy. Don't worry about conquering their envy. You just conquer your own envy. You see? Envy brought us here, and conquering envy will get us out of here. Envy is actually stupid. It's less intelligent. Let's say the hand gets envious. Here I am working so hard to pick up the food, put it in the mouth, and the belly gets to enjoy the food. The hand becomes envious. Actually, there's an example given by Prabhupada. The parts of the body became very envious of that belly, just sitting there enjoying all the food. So they decided to go on strike, you see. They form a labor union, and they decided to go on strike. They had their placards, and they're marching back and forth. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a lazy pig. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. So they were going on with great enthusiasm the first day of their rally. The second day, somehow they were losing their energy. Don't feed the stomach. Don't. The third day, it was like, don't feed the stomach. Don't. And then finally they said, I think we better call another meeting of the union. Because if you don't feed the belly, you don't get any energy. So why? I mean, that's Krishna's position to be the supreme enjoyer. Why? You're envious of his position. Just go ahead and serve him. Actually, when you serve the supreme enjoyer, Prabhupada explains, you enjoy more than he does anyway. So why are you envious? Envious is stupidity. What's the proof of this point? Krishna sees this girl, Radharani, Radhika. What is this? I'm the supreme enjoyer, and this girl is enjoying more than me? Krishna is never one to be outdone. So he says, all right, I see this beautiful garangi, this golden-limbed radha, garangi, golden limbs. I will also become like that. I will become my own servant. So he becomes Gauranga, the golden-limbed devotee of Krishna. Krishna is envious of Radharani. That's his position. He can be envious. He is envious of Radharani, so he becomes Lord Chaitanya, so he can taste Radharani's love for him. You understand? So even God is envious of a devotee. Then what's the problem? Just be a devotee. You get to enjoy more than Krishna. That's our philosophy. Why do we need to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, when Sri Krishna tells Arjuna that my devotee is not my devotee, but the devotee is the devotee of my devotee? Because the greatest devotee has told us to chant Hare Krishna. If you're truly the devotee of the devotee, you see, our Srila Prabhupada is the greatest Vaishnava. If we are truly devotees of Srila Prabhupada, then we will follow his instructions. And Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So with this translation of the sloka, am I right in understanding that we need to chant on devotee, a guru as well as the regular? Yes, the disciple. If you come for Mangal Arti or you sing Mangal Arti at home, you should all be singing Gravastakam, by the way, either at the temple or at home every morning. Everyone should be singing Gravastakam prayers every morning before sunrise. If you want to really have a good, auspicious day every day, not just on New Year's. It was great at Mangal Arti today. I would love this every day it was like this. But and then, there we, in the Gravastakam prayers, in the eighth one, we read that one should, at least three times a day, one should offer his respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of the spiritual master. So that means that every disciple, and aspiring disciples as well, everyone should at least three times a day, morning, noon, and evening, offer your respectful obeisances to your spiritual master. So we are obliged to chant the pranam mantras of our gurus at least three times a day, everyone, you see. If you don't have a guru yet, then you need to get one, according to Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Become qualified and take diksha, because that's how you really get connected. That's when your process of spiritual awakening really takes off like a rocket. I know from my own experience. Okay, now there's the last question. To become immediately Krishna conscious is difficult. Maharaj Katvanga did it within a moment. How can I also do that? This devotee is well read. I appreciate that. Someone has read the books. Maharaj Katvanga became a pure devotee within a second. Actually, he was a very powerful earthly king. And at that time, the heavenly planets were being raided by the demons. And the demigods were not powerful enough to fend off the attack of the demons. So they asked for Maharaj Katvanga. He was a more powerful warrior than any of the heavenly warriors. Can you imagine an earthly warrior was more powerful than any of the heavenly warriors? And they got Maharaj Katvanga to lead up the fight. And he fought valiantly with unending energy for many, many years. He completely rid the heavenly planets of the demons. And they were so pleased with him. They said, just whatever boon you want, just let us know. Whatever boon we can give you, just please let us know. He was very intelligent. Vedic king. He wasn't like one of these Rakshasa kings nowadays, or Rakshasa prime ministers. He's very intelligent. He said, just tell me when I'm going to die. That's all I need. That's the only boon I want. I want to know when I will die. He said, oh, your death is just now coming. Thank you very much. Immediately surrendered and became a pure devotee. You see. So, how can we also accomplish that immediate thing? Well, I got a tip. Beg for it. Beg for it every day. My dear Lord, please bless me that right now I can become your completely sold out pure devotee immediately right now. You beg for it. And what's the most potent prayer for begging for it? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So how many times should you beg for it every day? At least 1,728 times. That's your 16 rounds. Can you imagine every day for 1,728 times you beg Krishna for pure devotional service? Intensely, carefully, and focusedly beg Krishna 1,728 every time, every day, you see? That's why we chant 16 rounds. You're begging Krishna to be immediately blessed with pure bhakti 1,728 times every day. So if you pray in that mood, if you chant your japa in that mood, you sing the kirtan in that mood, I guarantee you magic will happen in your heart. It will happen. And Prabhupada told me in one letter, it's a great encouragement, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. That's when you're completely purified. That reward is awaiting you. When you become absolutely perfect in full surrender to Krishna, guess who will show up? Guess who will become visible to you? Krishna himself will manifest to you. At the temple, in your home, wherever you may be, in a park, where you're traveling, when you enter into that mood of pure devotional service, Krishna will appear to you. That's a fact. Prabhupada confirms. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hidayeshu valokayanti yang shama shunja ramachyanta gunasva rupam govindamari purusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the Prime Name of the Lord, who is Shyam Sundar, Krishna himself with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. So there's your, if you want a New Year's resolution, there you go. Krishna, please bless me that I can become your pure devotee, and please bless us that we can make the whole world Krishna conscious this year. This is described in this purport by Srila Prabhupada. So I thank you all very much for attending today. We love you. You're great. You're beautiful. So now make the whole world beautiful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.